Is it time to up your social media game? Then you need to talk to Kate and Ave Communications, a social media agency located right here in Edmonton, specializing in all things social media, from quality storytelling, content creation, and strategic social media management. So stop doing social media off the side of your desk. Contact Kate and Ave at kateandave.com and give them a follow on Instagram at kateandavecomms, C-O-M-M-S, for great social media content, tips, and tricks.
Oh, hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Bits. It's summer, so we're taking a bit of time in between episodes, but we are excited to be back. This is Quinn.
This is Claire.
And this is Paulina. Yeah.
And you know what? We're just going to dive into the Oilers. Yeah, it's the middle of July.
That's not like us.
No, why would we do that? It's not like we live in Edmonton or anything, but the Oilers have been doing some interesting things, so it's certainly worth talking about. And number one that I cannot wait to talk about is this kid, Isaac Howard.
Okay, who is this guy?
Who is this guy?
What do we know about him?
So the Edmonton Oilers traded for him. They traded Sam O'Reilly, who was a pretty highly touted draft pick that I think they were really excited about. So they traded him for Isaac Howard, who was in Tampa Bay with the Lightning organization, a high draft pick of their own. And just, you know what? This will explain a lot of Isaac Howard. I have other things to add, but for those who have not seen it, this kid at the draft, when he was drafted, walked up to the camera, cocky as hell, and said, "I'm the best dressed guy here," among other things. A swagger I haven't seen in a while. And so I want to ask you girls, how does this play out? Coming into an organization that has Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, a guy with that kind of attitude.
You mean a personality hire?
A guy with, you know, some big personality. Let's call it personality, swagger. Some may go negative with cockiness. How are we feeling?
He also has the nickname Iceman.
Yeah.
Which, as a Top Gun fan, I'm not opposed to. I think it's a sick nickname.
Do you think he does the bite?
Probably.
Isn't that Iceman's thing?
I don't remember. Yes.
I
kind
vaguely
of
remember.
Yeah.
Am I imagining that? I mean, listen, I don't know anything about this guy other than the clip, the draft clip that I saw where he was super cocky. Yeah, there's like a balance of confidence into that can tip into arrogance. So I would say I was feeling big arrogant vibes from that entry. But like, I'm curious to know, like, has he played a lot of games in the NHL with the Lightning? Like,
he has played
has not.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, like to me, it's like you come in with that energy, you better be able to back it up. Like this guy did not have friends in high school is what I'm sensing. Like very good athlete, not popular. Like maybe his house got egged.
I don't know. I think he probably was a little too popular.
Really?
On the contrary, I did get the impression that you were not a fan of his demeanor, Claire, when we saw the clip.
I can't say that I'm ever a fan of like arrogance. If okay. I'm being honest. Yeah. I like confident. I like ambitious. I like driven. But when like, I mean, listen, if McDavid or Draisaitl or someone of that caliber said something that arrogant, sure. I wouldn't even probably notice it. But like this guy coming in. Yeah. I don't know.
So here's,
how do you think that's going to fit?
Here's
like, what does Hyman say to that? He's like, okay, bud.
Well, here's the thing. We have the sweet guys, okay? Like we've done the sweet guy thing. We've got a roster full of them.
We do.
Let's try a bit of a pest on for size. Let's try a villain maybe. As long as he isn't a turtle, as long as he doesn't act like a little bitch because you can be a pest, but you have to be tough, in my opinion. If he's out there running his mouth, picking fights and running away, I'll be out on him. But from what I can tell, from what I can gather or what I've heard about him, he is a good player with upside that could be potentially good for our depth. So there is a chance that he can walk the walk, you know?
So, well, and to Quinn's point, they obviously got him for a reason if they traded O'Reilly for him. So yeah, like I'm open to it. I guess I just like we've seen arrogance in the locker room, or at least like heard rumors of Kane being very arrogant in the locker room. And like he fought the fights that he started, but he was a bit of a jackass. Like he was a diva in the locker room from what we heard, and that didn't last super long in the last couple of years. So I guess like to be determined. I'll try and
this
keep an open
guy's
mind.
Young though. This guy's young.
He's
though.
Young. Yeah. So this, yeah, let's remember this was 2022. So one thing I think what really jarred me with that clip is that it pans down and he's got a huge American belt buckle and he's like, yeah, America.
America.
And to me, I have to be honest, it screamed Kachuk because they are very proud Americans. And listen, if he can have that swagger of Matthew Kachuk, as you said, Paulina, without the turtling,
yes,
I'm all for it. So here's a little bit more on him, though, because he's a really interesting guy. And it's funny that you actually brought up Zach Hyman because he does, in a way, have Zach Hyman vibes. And here's why.
Ooh.
He played in college and wasn't necessarily all that good. Not it like didn't come across as this like really big skilled guy. So his first year, University of Minnesota Duluth, he played in 35 games and had 17 points. So then he goes to Michigan State University, learns a little bit more, clearly grows, 36 points in 36 games. Then in his final year, he 52 points in 37 games, and he wins the Hobie Baker Trophy, which is for the top college player in the US for the year, which is a highly coveted trophy, obviously, and very good pedigree behind it. So he's growing already. So it'll be interesting to see if he comes in with that same, like I want him to come in with that swagger because
yes,
I
agreed.
Do love that in a way.
Yep.
Because I see it more as a bit of swagger than arrogance, like confidence.
Okay, you know what?
But we'll see.
I'm going to do a 180.
Oh, you're going to backtrack.
I'm not going to backtrack. Okay. I'm going to own what I said, but I'm going to do 180 because I think I've had an aha moment where it's like, he's not talking arrogantly about his game.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. He's excited. The camera's on him. Let this be a lesson that what happens on the internet stays on the internet.
Yeah.
Like, this
That's
is coming
the lesson
back up in 2025. He's probably a little embarrassed, I would imagine. Especially
a few
like,
years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Like he's younger, but like he could just be a really funny, fun loving guy. Like you said, like Hyman. So I'm like, oh, maybe he was just like joking around. And
my
like,
hope is that he's funny. Like he's got
sarcastic.
That swagger, but it's funny.
Yeah.
And I like that he's bringing that swagger. I can't see him bringing arrogance into a locker room with big
right?
dogs like
I think that's
McDavid
what we were
and
trying to say.
Draisaitl,
like,
and I just don't see it. So I think he's coming into it with just like a big personality, which honestly isn't the worst thing because we don't see that too much. We don't
yeah.
see the guys in the NHL that love the spotlight that way. So
really?
I'm kind of interested to see him, that personality in the mix.
You need
and
that
at,
confidence to play with the players
yeah,
that we have.
You do.
And at the end of the day, he is more of a scorer. He's not a playmaker like Leon and Connor. So there is big, big opportunity
exactly.
for him to score a lot of goals. He
just
is not
like
playing in the NHL yet. But
there
is
has
that
been
potential. If it clicks quickly,
yep.
that could be a wildly, wildly good deal for the Edmonton Oilers.
And is he's like a front of the net Hyman kind of guy, right?
I think he's more of a shooter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I trust the process.
I'm just excited to see how this all like comes together. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just excited. Like when you have that kind of spunk, you know, like it's just kind of, I'm excited to see how this pans out and how it develops, and like, it could go good or bad.
Yeah.
Right.
I just wanted to make a formal request that was documented that you never use the word spunk again.
Yeah. And especially when talking about a man. Yep.
Yeah. If you don't mind.
Yep. Absolutely. We can, I won't take it back today, but I will promise to not use the word spunk again.
Ew.
On behalf of the lesbians in the room, please don't ever use that word again.
I didn't think anyone had used the word spunk since 1999 anyway.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, My vocabulary is deep. I can pull things out of anywhere.
Okay. Well, don't go there.
Whether you want it or not.
I had a TY Beanie Baby named Spunky.
Okay. Well, maybe that's a good.
I had a hamster named BJ. My parents didn't.
Oh my God.
Didn't say anything. It was after the blue jays.
TY was in on the joke.
Oh my gosh.
They're like, here's a spaniel named Spunk and a hamster named BJ.
And we just got a new cat named Jizz.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Oh boy.
And with that, we talk about more men.
Okay. Well, okay. So everybody's been watching these trades and the RFAs. Oilers have, you know, in the background, seemingly quietly pulled off a full like bench makeover. And I wanted to talk about that a little bit today, because honestly, it might be the most important part of the offseason. Like they have done a full shuffle. So just as a quick recap, we have Glenn Gulitzen, who was very well liked by McDavid and Draisaitl. He was our assistant coach. He has gone to the role of full-time head coach for Dallas Stars. Dustin Schwartz, the Edmonton Oilers goalie coach for a decade or more. I think it was 10 years. He has gone. And David Pelletier, former Olympic figure skater, you know, pride of Canada. He was our like skills development skater coach. He's gone also to the Dallas Stars. And breaking this week was Paul Coffey is not returning to the bench. So that was kind of shocking as well. And we know he's staying with the Oilers in an advisory capacity. He will be an advisor to Daryl Cates. But a total like vibe reset behind the bench. You know, one thing, you know, when you actually start to look, I had like panic when I first was hearing this. I'm like, oh my gosh, we just had a really good finish to the year again, you know, aside from the final round. Yeah. But you know, we got there. So a total revamp felt a little scary and I was a little nervous. But then when you kind of dig in on what they're doing and hearing that McDavid, I mean, this is all, you know, hearsay, but hearing that McDavid is really happy with these moves, I was like, okay, well, let's look into who these guys are. Yeah. So it seems like they're really getting behind placing the right staff and team to support the stars of the team. So, you know, less of that like old boys club mentality and getting someone like Paul McFarland is known for apparently being like the power play wizard. And so while we have a somewhat good power play, it's very dependent on McDavid and Draisaitl, and chaotic at times this past season. So he's like really intentional about power plays. He's kind of known as the architect. And the goaltending one is interesting. You know, like Stewie Skin sounds like he's going to be our guy next year, pending any big moves, which doesn't sound likely. And we're still coming to terms with that. As
Quinn,
like,
how do you
Quinn's
feel?
Face.
Quinn, how do
but
you
like, I don't know, Paulina, I'm so curious. Like, let's play a quick game. Peter Aubrey, he's the new goaltending coach. You know, you're replacing a guy that's been with the team for over a decade. What do you need from a goaltending coach for Stuart Skinner?
Well, I mean, from what I know of Aubrey, he's more technical than motivational. So it could be a good fit for someone like Stu.
Yeah.
Who's still refining. And my thing with Stuart too is, I mean, everyone, a lot of the fan base wants Stuart gone. That's no secret. So
I mean, in a nice way.
No, I don't necessarily want him gone. I just want to have
someone
stronger
else.
Someone
else as, to him as the option.
Yeah, yes. I see what you're saying.
We want him to be our Pickard.
I got you. Yeah, for sure. So, but a lot of people wanted him out of the starting role for goalie, right? Yes. And the fan base has been quite vocal about that. So I guess the firing of the coach, the goalie coach, and then bringing in this new guy is the move that the organization is making to maybe appease the fan base somewhat, because they're like, no, we are keeping Stewart. I also want to say about Stu, like, he is young and he could just get better every year. I don't like, I mean, he's still,
I mean, he has good stats.
He has good stats.
I say that with a shaky voice.
I know. I know. But he's young, and maybe like maybe this new coach who brings a different set of skills can help mold him into what he does need to be. And listen, I'm being overly optimistic, but it is what we have. It's
well,
what we
and
got.
You know what's interesting too? Like, I'm sure Quinn could rattle off half a dozen goalies that have come through our system in the last 10 years. Like, we have not developed goalies well. So, like,
not many people have, though. In fairness, there's not a lot of great goalies.
Okay, that's
in the
good
NHL.
To know.
Exactly. Exactly. It's so
you don't
true.
Do your job well for 10 years. Like, how does that work? But okay, that's good insight. I mean, this guy comes from the AHL. So I wonder too, like, if that's, you know, different perspective.
Well, yeah, I think honestly, just like a different voice is probably good. I don't want to say too many bad things about Dustin Schwartz. He is like one of the all time good guys.
Yeah, I hear he's a great human being.
Really, really, really great person. Pretty high strung. Could be like a little stressed. I don't know if that was necessarily helpful. I don't know if he acted, if that presented in front of his goalies or not. But, you know.
Interesting.
Could be a little stressed.
That's interesting, Quinn, because like what Paulina said is like, from what I've read, this Peter fella is a bit more like even keel, steady Eddie. So I wonder if that played a role considering Stuart Skinner and his personality.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing what can happen just with a different voice, a different philosophy, just different. So
yes, please.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's
got to give it a go.
Got to give it a go. Again, it's what we got. So
listen, and then
let's hope for the best.
Wrap. The other fella, it's the word of the
fella.
Day. I'm trying to take over Spunk.
Oh my
we
God.
Have a,
you just said it again.
Again?
Connor Allen instead of David Pelche for skills development, but we love a Connor. We don't have to get into him too deep, but you know, we love a Connor. He's worked with the US junior program, I guess. So, I'm sure everyone they bring on knows what they're doing. But yeah, it will be a different look and feel behind the bench next to our sharp pencil.
Our sharp, brave pencil.
The brave
pencil and I mean,
that could.
Listen, we all didn't trust the brave pencil coming in. And look how that turned out for us. We were incredibly wrong. So yeah, I do look forward to seeing what this group of people does. Just a note, like Paul McFarland, Glenn Gullitson was like very much like the power play guy as well, like very much the architect as well. So the fact that they were just able to replace that is really good.
Yeah.
Because you know, this was not last year, but the year before, it was a record breaking power play. So, you know, obviously a lot of potential on that power play. So,
well, yeah.
Let's
and
get
like,
the season going,
so
huh?
So many new players in the mix. Yeah, it's like a puzzle. I can't wait to see them.
Ugh, it's again. Only July.
God.
The season just ended. The
you know what?
No,
I want to say
I want it.
Okay, but next episode.
No, I know. I agree.
I've been thinking about like, we should really do a recap of what do the Oilers do in their off season. Just saying.
Do we know?
Golf and get married.
Yeah.
That's basically all.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Hang out in Muskoka and get married. Yep.
Because they're all of the age where it's like they get married at this age. So every off season is just like wedding season.
Wedding.
I just love the Instagram posts of, you know, Hyman out with his friends golfing.
With Jakey Wallman. Oh my God, I could die.
Yeah.
He's so, Hyman is so cute. He just like, I see
so
his face.
So is Jake Wallman. He like is. Those two, yeah, that photo is the cutest photo in the history of the world.
Like,
if you haven't seen it,
puppy
like
dogs.
Last week it looked like they were golfing together and they posted it. It was real sweet.
Oh, God.
I just love those sweet guys.
Yeah.
All right.
What
Sports
we don't
switch.
Love?
Sports switch.
What we don't love.
How about them Elks?
Oh yeah, how about,
how
them,
about
Elks?
Them Edmonton Elks, you
what
guys?
What we don't love is their stats. But we still love a beer in the sun at Commonwealth.
Well, of course, everyone loves
course
to go to a game, but like it would be nice if they could win one and not get like literally destroyed. So
they
it's
got destroyed on Sunday.
It's not going well for the local CFL team. No.
Who are they playing, Quinn?
BC.
Yeah, the quarterback had like threw for like 34 yards completed or something.
Yeah, so
in the whole game.
Trey Ford, yeah. I mean, people were calling for him. He's a young guy with like good legs, can kind of scramble a little bit. Probably has to scramble because he like can't get through his reads, can't get the ball out of his hand fast enough. His O-line probably isn't good enough.
Not good.
I don't know, man. It's just it's
all bad.
It's bad. And like there just hasn't been and what's frustrating is that Calgary wasn't a very good team last year, and now I think they're 4-1. You know, like they've turned it around so incredibly fast, and it's just like, God.
Calgary did that Stampede Bowl against Winnipeg, which is like, you know, one of the better teams in the league, and destroyed them. And then since then, like, Calgary has just been very dominant. So I'm thinking we should maybe offer a little bit of positivity and say, hey, things could be worse. Okay. There are worse things.
Yeah. You have a new segment.
We're introducing a segment called Things That Are Worse Than the Edmonton Elks Right Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like that. Mm-hmm.
Claire, what's worse than the Edmonton Elks right now?
Oh my gosh, I have a good one, because for all my footy fans out there, FIFA had the Club World Cup out in the US of A, and the final was on this past weekend. And essentially, this is like club teams matching up against each other. And it was hosted in the US, which there's a lot of people saying, like, this is not going to be popular here. It should be in Europe, etc. They had an average of 40,000 people at every game. So it was a success, to say the least.
She just had to get that part in.
Yes.
Yeah. I've got to like promote like soccer everywhere in North America. However, President Trump awarded the trophy for this event. And so
that was the first mistake.
Yeah. So Chelsea's on stage waiting to receive the trophy. And he came to like center stage and didn't get off. And
oh
so like, imagine like the Stanley Cup, imagine Gary Bateman, like giving the Stanley Cup and then standing right around the Stanley Cup so that they can't like hoist it or pass it around, and like being in the shot. And so all the players reported being really uncomfortable because they were like, they couldn't raise it and they didn't know what to do. And Trump's getting booed, and they're trying to like shuffle this old man off the stage because everyone's awkward and uncomfortable. And so Cole Palmer, who scored two of Chelsea's three goals, said he was like confused by the whole decision. He's like trying to pose with them and their trophy, and they're like, GTF out of here.
Like, what are you doing?
Yes. So it was kind of,
come
nothing.
On, Grandpa,
yeah,
let's
so
get you home.
Yeah, like, let's get you home. It's time for your yogurt.
We forgot your meds.
The Elks are not as bad as that awkward moment.
That is a disaster, for sure.
It just sounds like so cringy, where it's also, like, they're like, and he's just in the middle, like, I'm part of this too. And they're like, get out of here.
You're not part of this. Yeah. So I would also say something that is worse than the Edmonton Elks right now, America.
In general.
America. Yeah. Just in general.
Speaking of Donald Trump. Yeah. America is not good. Like, I mean, overall, I think that's more of the dumpster fire than the Edmonton Elks team or season right now.
I will say my empathy for Americans has gone up.
For sure.
Come here.
I don't mean like Americans.
Did you see how they voted on Love Island? I don't think I have any empathy for them.
That's a good meter.
Listen, they didn't do it well then either. They have voted very poorly for a while.
Why are they so bad at voting? They should not be trusted with votes.
I'm just really upset that Shelley and Ace were not the winners. So anyways.
Oh, God. America, I have no idea what you're talking
America,
about, but I
love it. You were bad at voting. What's the deal? Quinn, what is worse than... things that are worse than the Edmonton Elks right now, aside from Love Island?
You know, the stomach ache you get from drinking straight out of the river.
What?
It's not going to feel very good. The stomach ache you're going to get from drinking straight out of the river. Untreated water, probably don't want to do that.
Quinn, have you ever heard of beaver fever?
Yes.
Okay. So what the fuck are you talking about? Oh, like you didn't... is it bad that I immediately pictured you at like... I don't know, Highlands Golf Course for a charity tournament and maybe hitting those shots a little too hard and deciding to take a walk down to the river's edge and scoop your little hands into a drink?
Is this personal experience? Like, can you provide more information?
Sorry, guys.
No.
I'll do a different one. I was
Oh
just
my
trying
God.
To say, like, you'd shit yourself for like days if
Oh
you
my God.
drank
I thought
that
that was
water.
like,
And
so like
that's
just
worse
as
than the Alps.
a general
It's a
thing that is
general,
worse.
there is
Okay.
no
I
personal
mean, you're not
experience. So
wrong.
don't.
Don't take a glass of the Sask unless it's been processed.
Yeah, we would like
Yeah.
Epcor to have gotten its hands on it.
Yep. Got it. I'm with you now.
I would say something that is, yeah, I don't know where to go from there.
That one went well.
That
Yeah.
went well. Yeah, things that are worse than the Edmonton Elks. Quinn's things that are worse than the Edmonton
Yeah.
Elks.
Quinn's
Yeah.
point. Okay, I
Yeah.
got one.
Okay.
Non-alcoholic wine.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Tell
Yeah,
me
it's
about
called
it.
grape
Well,
juice.
it's terrible.
Yeah, and non-alcoholic, I'm gonna bonus round, non-alcoholic Aperol spritz.
Okay, well,
Just don't do it.
I'm just gonna say, as an 8 month pregnant person who has not had a drink in that long, it's all bad. Even like the beers are manageable, the alcohol-free beers, but all of it, none of it is actually a fair replacement for the real thing. And I am so over it at this point. I want a real th I want a crisp rosé. I want a real pint. I want a dirty martini. I want all of these things.
Okay, well,
So.
before we hit record, Quinn and I did offer to deliver your unborn child. I know you want to go to the hospital, but either way, we will bring you those things to either your home
Thank you.
post-delivery or to the hospital. Okay, we got
Yeah,
you.
thank you.
Yeah.
I
Have you
appreciate that.
tried a
The only
non-
thing in my hospital bag right now that's packed is a bottle of Lambrusco.
Oh, I love that.
Excellent. Great call.
You're
Yeah.
gonna need to put that in a cooler.
That's true.
You know, have you tried a non-cannabis gummy? I hear
No,
those are good.
that's a
in
gummy
what?
bear. That's just
That's
like a
just a.
5 cent candy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, did you go get some Haribo candies at the store? And
I
that's
was
an.
making a dad
Oh.
joke. Yeah,
No,
that is
God.
I knew you were making a dad joke. I was gently playing along. Okay, something things that are worse than the Edmonton Elks right now. STIs in Calgary.
Oh,
Post
after the Stampede. Yeah.
Stampede.
Yep.
Worse than the mountain towns in the winter.
I know I read that there is a post Stampede chlamydia outbreak.
Believe it. No,
So
I say that because when I lived in Jasper, the top STD per capita in Canada
I
was
thought that
like
was Banff.
it was Banff, Lake Louise, and Jasper.
Yeah.
I'm sure Whistler was in there too. But
Yeah. And now the Stampede wins.
that's hilarious. That tracks.
We did get some listener submissions on this as well
Okay.
through our Instagram, which,
Is
by
it
the way,
better
if you
than
don't.
drinking river water?
No, you nailed that. That was
No,
the best one.
honestly,
Yeah.
that is worse. That is the worst thing probably on the list so far,
Would
aside
have
from
been funnier
chlamydia.
if you had
Aside
done it.
from chlamydia.
Yeah, nobody
I
wants
was
that.
hoping that you had done this.
Chlamydia, you can cure pretty quickly with a pill. I'm not really sure how long the shits last if
So
you drink
fever is
the
still worse.
unfiltered water. Yeah.
Fair.
Okay.
So reminder, if you don't follow us on Instagram, follow us at the
You're
Bits Yay.
missing out on
Yeah,
your
because
opportunity for
we
us
have
to quote you.
questions, polls, other funny stuff. So yeah, follow us there. So some people answered this question for us on Instagram. Avery Sports says things that are worse than the Edmonton Elks right now, midday LRT service.
Oh.
Is that
Yeah, not wrong.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
That's a 17-minute wait.
I like I mean, this is sad and true. So it's a double header. Alberta's ability to stop the measles.
Yeah, Alberta's
Ooh.
ability to stop measles outbreak, worse than the Edmonton Elks right now. It's not
Yeah,
good.
nothing like being number one in North America.
Yeah, we're doing such great things.
Like
So Berta coded.
more
Oh.
measles in Alberta than the entire US of A.
Of course. I don't know. I
Cool.
mean, we could get into it, but we won't.
Let's not.
And then Bry Guy says his golf
Love that guy.
game.
Oh.
Sorry, Brian, or I assume your name's Brian. That sucks. That does suck. If your golf game is worse than what we just saw the Edmonton Elks
You should
do,
actually give up.
then it's
You're never coming around.
you can't come back from that, Bry Guy. I don't
Yeah,
know.
sorry, Boston Pizza Bry.
But
This
also
is.
same. But also
Listen,
same. So don't
we
worry
don't
about
know
it.
how old Bry Guy is. He could very well
I
be a
do.
Brixton or a Brixen.
No, very popular. His name is Brian Schmidt.
Brixton.
Okay. I know Bry guy.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Boston Pizza Bry.
He's making a name joke.
Claire's dad jokes might be worse than the Edmonton Elks season right now.
Oh, come on. That wasn't a dad joke.
Quince, you're walking
stop
into
smiling.
It.
You're just happy where you've seen a deflection from the river thing.
Yeah, Quinn. Yeah. Quinn is like, finally, it. I'm not the one in
vindicated.
Trouble.
Vindicated. Yeah.
Good stuff.
All right.
Okay,
well, that
losers,
was our new segment.
I gotta go.
No.
No, I'm just joking.
So that was our new segment. Hopefully, actually, not a recurring like weekly segment.
No, they're going to.
But
turn
we
it
will
around.
Keep it. We will.
We will keep
Let's
it
just,
going.
That
in
is
some
their
capacity.
punishment.
Yeah. But we will keep it going if they keep this shit up.
I want some Dustin Nielsen submissions from Edmonton Sports
Ooh,
Talk.
I do too. Yeah, let's
yeah,
send this to him.
I'd love to hear that. Yeah.
If you could please procure those.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to take us out?
Coming up towards the end of the month, we do know that there is a big court decision coming from the Canadian Juniors trial that has been going on since the spring. Hot topic, but also a very serious issue and something that we kind of want to dive into. So we want to kind of tee it up in terms of giving you a bit on, you know, what do we know today? So we'll do a bit of a summary before that drops, which will be our next episode. And then the one following that, we want to talk about the decision because we'll all be kind of digesting that and processing it. And I think there's a lot of emotion for a lot of Canadians around this. So, you know, not necessarily something I'm really looking forward to, but I am in the sense of like having good conversation around it. So we'll look forward to that next week. Hope to see ya.
All right. We'll see you on another time, gals.
I'll see you another time.
Yeah, we'll just see you another time.